Thank you. Thank you. Do you need to get free? VTDITC, Hip Hop Studies at Virginia Tech can help. Our next event is Thursday, March 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. in Newman Library's multi-purpose room. Join Dummy Wright, Omar Offendum, and Sabotage for VTDITC Volume 8, Hip Hop and Liberation. We'll start with a discussion of hip hop as a tool for liberation. Performances as well as an open mic cipher will follow. There will also be giveaways from One Collective Goods Company and free pizza.
Free pizza? That sounds nice.
I love free pizza. Or free food.
Crystal, what do you think of the ending of that Thad Jones tune?
It kind of reminded me of early Trumpet, Gavin. And during our tour, we gave him the aux for a split second, and all he played was lead trumpet songs. So it was like a lot of Maynard Ferguson and a lot of higher speaking.
Yeah, that's typically lead trumpet players. They just exclusively like listening to lead trumpet players. It's kind of a fetish. But no, that was very groovy. I was into that for
right
sure.
At the beginning, it was like the nice in the movies where they're cruising down a nice park.
Yeah. It was very, very typical big band happy tune. But up next for you, we have some Pat Metheny, some guitar. Let's get back into it.
Thank you.
What you just heard was A Day in the Life. That was played by Wes Montgomery. However, the original, of course, is by the Beatles. I really like what they did at the end of that track.
Got a little spoopy.
Yeah, really. Well, in the original track, it kind of plays backwards something. Yeah. But yeah, it kind of symbolized that pretty well. But Crystal, I just want to talk about the track we heard before Wes Montgomery.
Yeah, it was.
So we have to be 100% honest. That was a Pat Metheny record, which I've never heard before.
I thought the record was broken because it just sounded so.
Well, it was interesting, yeah. However, I do really love Pat Metheny, but I was not expecting what I heard on that record. Also, we did think the record was supposed to be set at a different speed because we weren't sure what was going on with the track. However, it was an experience for sure. If you saw the album artwork,
it definitely sounds like what the album comes.
Yeah, it was a bunch of crayon scribbles. It was real, real interesting. I don't know, you must have been using some sort of pedal. Anyway, let's get right back into some Stan Getz. Thank you. I just want to say that right now there's a little like pitter-patter of rain happening outside, and it just goes so nicely behind this Stan Getz record. It's wet outside, yeah. It's been raining all day, and this record kind of just epitomizes a day like today for sure. But up next we have some wonderful Ornette Coleman. Sorry about that. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Students for Sensible Drug Policy seeks to find better solutions to drug-related problems. They have meetings every week where they discuss drug policy and the current community-based campaigns. You can find them on Gobbler Connect or Facebook by searching Students for Sensible Drug Policy at Virginia Tech.
What you're listening to right now is some Chick Corea, some very interesting experimental chicory, to say the least. It's been quite a night.
With experimental music.
With experimental music, yeah.
Some clapping and then some wailing guitar.
Yeah, and then...
stringed noise.
Yeah. but up next, hopefully to kind of bring the mood up a little bit, we have some Clifford Brown and Max Roach. I have to say, Joy Spring is probably one of the most important jazz tracks in my trumpet playing. The head is just so incredible, and Clifford Brown, you know, never ceases to give an amazing solo. So here you go.